Okay, moment of truth here. Your excuses, they sound legit, don't they? They're dressed up as responsibilities, timing, logic, and even discernment. But underneath most of them, it's not that you're too busy or that you're not ready. It's that you're scared. Scared of being seen, scared of what might change, scared of what happens when you actually stop shrinking and do the darn thing. This episode, The Excuse Game, Why You're Not Really Too Busy or Not Ready, is about calling out the fear hiding in plain sight and giving you your power back. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And if this is your first time here, woo, you picked a good one. Because today's episode, it's about that quiet war happening behind the scenes, between the version of you that's ready to rise and the version of you that's still stalling. Let me just say this from the jump. This isn't the episode where I hype you up to go harder. This is the episode where I help you get honest about why you haven't even moved yet. Because I know what it's like to have the vision, the plan, the clarity, and still find yourself procrastinating, postponing, and second guessing. And the wild part? It doesn't always feel like fear. It feels like I just need a little more time. I don't want to rush ahead of God. Or, let me get a few things in order first. But those delays, they may feel responsible, but they're not always wise. And deep down, you know they're keeping you stuck. So today, we're stripping them away. We're calling the fear out, and we're giving you your power back. But before we dive in, I have to pause and shout out our episode sponsor, Head Game Wraps. And y'all, these aren't just any head wraps. They're a stylish, practical, and easy way to stay polished and presentable no matter what's going on underneath it. Head Game Wraps are made for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between. Your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled, even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. They're crafted from high-quality stretch fabric with an elastic opening. They're perfect for styling locks or braids in a sleek ponytail, a high bun, or just letting them hang loose. With two sizes to choose from, you have the fitted for a sleek professional look and long for that extra wrap appeal. Head Game Wraps help you look as intentional on the outside as the work you're doing within. Because in order to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. So grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. All right, let's jump right in and talk about one of the most believable lies we tell ourselves. I just don't have the time. But here's the thing. Too busy is rarely about the calendar. It's about your capacity. It's not about how many things are on your schedule. It's about what you've made room for emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. That's what capacity actually is. And most women aren't lacking time. They're lacking space. They're lacking space to think, space to feel fully, and space to move differently. Because if your identity is built on being the strong one, you know who I'm talking about, the one who always handles it, your capacity will always be maxed out. And it's not because you lack time, but because your worth has been tied to how much you carry. And that's not time management. That's actually self-abandonment dressed up as responsibility. Why, you ask? Because oftentimes their life is filled with obligations they didn't question, with expectations they didn't create, and with commitments they didn't fully choose. And the truth is, a lot of women choose to stay overwhelmed on purpose. You hear that? Because it gives them cover. Because if we stay maxed out, you don't have to risk anything. We don't have to face what's next. So we don't have to risk failing or being seen. Or guess what? Outgrowing people we care about. So if there's no failure, no rejection, no stretch, and guess what else? No growth. So we hide in the overwhelm. We stay busy because it gives us cover. But what if busy isn't a time issue, but a boundary issue? It means your energy is tied up in things that aren't aligned, and your bandwidth is being drained by things that feel urgent, but aren't essential. What if busy is just fear that hasn't been confronted yet? That's why reflection is non-negotiable. You have to do it. Because you can't shift the story you haven't paused to examine. Reflection gives you the awareness, and reframing gives you the power. So let's go deeper, because the life you say you want, it's hiding on the other side of what you keep avoiding. And one of the most common ways we avoid is we convince ourselves we're not ready. Not ready to lead, not ready to launch, not ready to be seen. But let's talk about that. Because it sounds responsible, but it's usually just fear in disguise. We dress it up as wisdom, maturity, even discernment. But beneath it all, what are we actually saying? Ready for what? To be great? To take up space? To finally own what God put inside of us? Because let's be honest, I'm not ready isn't usually about preparation. It's about protection. It's about trying to delay the discomfort of being visible, vulnerable, or even stretched. But let me tell you this, readiness is a decision, not a feeling. And the truth is, you won't ever feel ready for something you've never done before. You won't feel ready to lead in a totally new lane. You won't feel ready to walk away from what's no longer aligned, whether it's a job, a role, or even a relationship that no longer fits. And you definitely won't feel ready to say yes to the thing that scares your ego, but speaks to your spirit. But just because it feels unfamiliar doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean you're not equipped, and it certainly doesn't mean you're not already enough. It just means you're stepping into something bigger than your past, and your nervous system hasn't caught up yet. But safety isn't the goal. Your purpose is. And your purpose will always require you to move through moments that don't feel certain, but are fully sacred. And when you keep delaying that sacred movement, not because God hasn't called you, but because fear still feels safer, that delay has a cost. And not just in your progress, but in your power. Yes, ma'am. Excuses don't just delay your progress, they steal your power because they keep you spiritually stagnant, emotionally stuck, intellectually frustrated because you know better, but you're not doing better. And that's what we call the knowing-doing gap. So let's break that down because this isn't just about motivation. This is about how your mind, your spirit, and your energy field are all being trained to repeat the loop. You see, your brain is designed to be efficient. It automates anything you repeat, whether it's truth or not. So when you keep telling yourself, I'm too busy, I'm not ready, now's not the time, guess what? Your brain takes that all in as fact. It doesn't challenge it, but it does encode it. That's called neuroplasticity. The more you repeat an excuse, the stronger that neural pathway becomes. And eventually, guess what? It doesn't even feel like a thought anymore. It just feels like truth. So your brain will stop even offering you new possibilities. It stops helping you imagine something different because it's just following the last command you gave it. And that's why you feel stuck. Not because you aren't equipped, but because your brain is loyal to your patterns, not your potential. From a quantum perspective, your thoughts aren't just passive ideas. They're frequencies. They control the very vibration you are in, which also controls your outcomes. They send out signals that interact with your field, your energy, your circumstances, and your opportunities. So when you keep investing in fear-based stories, when you habitually choose avoidance, doubt, or delay, you're not just making emotional decisions. You're collapsing possibility. You're training the field around you to expect more of the same. That's why things don't shift for you, because you haven't shifted the signal. And spiritually, let's be all the way real. You cannot say you trust God while letting fear decide for you. You cannot say you're walking by faith while waiting for fear to release you before you move. And guess what? Delayed obedience is still disobedience. And sometimes what we label as quote unquote wisdom, it's really just fear that we've disguised as discernment. It sounds like, I just need more clarity. I want to be a good steward. Or let me pray on it a little longer. You know what the old folks say. But if you're honest, you already know. You already heard, and you're just scared to move on it. And every time you choose hesitation over obedience, delay over direction, or logic over what God already confirmed in your spirit, you don't just stall your progress, you actually protect your fear. So if you're wondering why you still feel stuck, even after the affirmations, the healing, the clarity, it's not about what you don't know. It's about the lies you keep choosing not to confront. And every time you choose fear over movement, your nervous system learns that avoidance equals safety. That's the real loop. You're not confused, you're not waiting, and you are not being wise. You are avoiding. But the minute you decide to move, despite the fear, you start sending a totally new signal out and you begin rewriting the code. So let me tell you how I know this conversation is real. You got it. I've lived it. You see, this podcast you're listening to right now, it almost didn't happen. And not because I didn't want it or because I wasn't clear that I had something to say, but because I kept telling myself the timing isn't right. But the truth, that was fear talking. At first, it looked like real obstacles. You see, I had two different women who were supposed to partner with me on this, and both fell through. And I kept thinking, maybe I'm not meant to do this alone. Maybe it only works if there's someone else to bounce the conversation off of. But you know what I finally realized? That was just another delay tactic. Because here's what I know now. If we were meant to walk this out together, it would have happened. What's meant will always come to pass. And God wasn't closing the doors to punish me. He was positioning me. It wasn't rejection. It was redirection. Because this assignment, it wasn't meant to be a round table or a partnership. This was meant to be my voice, my truth, my lane. And then came the second wave of excuses. I don't have the message fully dialed in. What's the bigger premise? What do I really want to say? And while those are all valid questions, let's be honest, I use those questions to hide. I spent over a year circling clarity that I already had in my spirit. Let's be clear, I already had the title of the show. My very first post about Tell Your Truth Thursday was back in January 2023, right after my corporate career ended. But this podcast, it didn't launch until a year and a half later. And not because I wasn't equipped, not because I lacked clarity, but because I was scared it wouldn't land. Scared no one would listen, and scared to step fully into the message God gave me because I knew what it would require. It would require me to stop shrinking, to stop perfecting, and to trust the call more than the outcome. And what finally shifted it? I got tired of waiting to feel ready. I got tired of outsourcing my momentum to fear, and I got real about what I'm actually here to do. And then I realized, if I'm going to preach truth, I have to live it myself. If I'm going to call women into alignment with their truth, I have to stop delaying my own. You see, Tell Your Truth isn't just the podcast. It's a ripple. Because when one woman stops shrinking, she gives others permission to expand as well. When we rise in truth, we don't just break our own cycles. We shift what's possible for everyone connected to us. And Tell Your Truth is a space for women who've outgrown the old version of success, women who are tired of performing, tired of living a life that looks successful but doesn't feel like freedom, who are done explaining their evolution to people who only remember the old version of them and are finally ready to live in alignment with the truth they've been sitting on for years. You see, this space is for the woman who knows she's called, but still get stuck trying to perfect it, waiting for someone to co-sign it, or questioning herself every time she's about to move. And the core of this podcast is simple. Your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions create your reality. See, that's the real tea no one talks about, because it's not gossip, it's growth. And when you align with that truth, everything shifts. You stop outsourcing your power. You stop waiting for permission. You stop building your life around fear and start designing it from faith, alignment, and authority. Your truth is what sets you free. But it's your daily choices that keep you there. That's the work. And the moment I stop waiting for it to be perfect, the moment I stop needing permission to start, I was finally able to move. And here we are, Episode 9. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Am I moving in my purpose? Let's just say I feel God smile on my life every single day. And this podcast, it's just one piece of a much bigger plan. And if that's where you are right now, done waiting, done circling, done asking for a sign, then this is your moment to shift too. And let's talk about how you reclaim your power. This isn't about pressure. This is about permission to lead yourself gently, but with conviction. Number one, tell the truth. You can't shift what you won't confront. So be real with yourself. What's the fear behind your favorite excuse? Is it rejection? Is it being misunderstood? Is it failing publicly? Or is it finally succeeding and not knowing who you'll have to become to hold it? Whatever it is, say it out loud, write it down, because truth-telling is how you finally cut the cord between your excuses and your identity. Number two, make micro moves. Stop waiting for a moment that feels perfect or for your confidence to catch up, and stop trying to map out the next 10 steps. You don't need to know or do everything right now. You just need to move in alignment today and take the first next step. So, send the email, record the voice note, put the offer out, set the boundary, say the thing. Small aligned actions recalibrate your nervous system more than any amount of thinking ever will. Number three, redirect your energy. See, you've already been rehearsing the delay, the I just need to figure it out. Once I get past this season, or my favorite, I'm still praying on it. But what if you took all that mental energy and started preparing for the breakthrough instead? What would change if you started organizing your life around the version of you that already said yes? What would you shift in your schedule, your relationships, your money, and your time? So, stop rehearsing the fear and start rehearsing the freedom. Number four, choose courage over comfort, because you're not protecting yourself by playing small. You're actually postponing your purpose. And every time you choose comfort over calling, you reinforce the lie that you can't handle more, that you're not ready, that you're not enough. But you are, and you've already proven that, especially if you're still here, because you're listening, you're searching, and you're reaching. That means you're ready for growth. So now the question isn't, can I do this? It's, am I willing to stop hiding? And if your answer is yes, then this next part is for you. When you name the fear, move in truth, shift your energy, and choose courage, you stop playing the excuse game. You interrupt the loop that's been running your life, and you stop building from fear and start creating your life from intention, from truth, and from power. Because freedom doesn't come from waiting until you feel ready. It comes from deciding that excuses are the kiddie game, and you're not playing that anymore. Now, before we wrap, I want to give you something that breaks the excuse wide open and reconnects you to your purpose. And you know it's an affirmation, because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak it with intention and watch what happens. So say this with me. I no longer delay what I'm called to do. I don't shrink, stall, or second guess my assignment. I make time for what matters. I move with clarity, and I lead myself. Write it down, say it out loud, and more importantly, live like it's already true. And if you're done letting excuses hold your vision hostage, and you're ready to finally take that next step without waiting for perfect conditions, book your Soul Goals Clarity Call. It's not coaching, it's a moment of truth. It's a one-on-one session to break free from confusion, to get crystal clear on what your soul is calling you to do next, and to map out a path to the life of purpose, freedom, and fulfillment you were always meant to live, without the fear, overthinking, or pressure to have it all figured out. And don't forget to grab your Head Game Wraps at headgamewraps.etsy.com, because to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. Both links are in the show notes. And thank you for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get clear, and start creating the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode sparks something in you, and not just a thought, but a truth you're ready to do something with. Because this work, it's not always easy, but it's absolutely necessary. So ask yourself, where am I still letting fear dress up as logic? Where am I shrinking what I know I'm here to do? And who do I become? Meaning, what opens up for me when I stop choosing the excuse and start trusting the assignment? And if this episode moved you, share it with the woman who needs this truth too. Leave a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode, because we're just getting started. And next week, we're going even deeper into trust, timing, and taking bold action, even when the vision is bigger than your comfort zone. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, and live your freedom. See you on the next episode.